people wear jerseys for teams that you're not even on. But you think you're on the team? You'll be like, yeah, last night I guess we just didn't score enough. Last night I guess we just didn't play enough defense. We? The Redskins don't need you. Okay, that's like me watching Grey's Anatomy in scrubs.
Don't be getting your granny panties all in a bunch. We got Rick Tittle up in here.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Pauly Shore, a longtime comedian and movie actor. He's here to talk about a new film that's brand new out from Lionsgate right now. It's called Guest House with Steve-O and a lot of other guys from the store. And Pauly, I'm a comedy nerd and I've been interviewing comedians for years, and whenever I get a chance, whether it's the Cellar in New York or the store down there, I always go. In fact, I was at the Comedy Store. I was in the OR about 5 days before the pandemic shut everything down. How have you guys been handling it down there?
Well, it's not good. I mean, it's the whole thing is not good. I mean, you know, I just think it's really sad. I think there's a way to survive and live without shutting the world down. And I think the way that the governors have gone about this is just all wrong. I mean, I think that businesses are hurting, and I don't know. It's just, you know, obviously we're going to get through it, you know, and we'll surpass this. But I just think it sucks that, you know, you can, you know, I've been doing shows. I did Utah, Salt Lake City a couple weeks ago. We did fine. We just did half-capacity shows. I did Miami Beach. They were sitting on top of each other because they don't care about that in there. But I think with California, I think it's disgusting. I think, you know, I was born and raised in California my whole life, and I think what they're doing is wrong. I get people are dying, but I also get people have to live. And I think if you sit away from each other, you separate, you wear masks, you wash your hands, you can go out and live your life. So it's pretty sad. I think it sucks.
And speaking of the store, I actually bought Showtime just so I could watch that Mike Binder doc. I absolutely loved it. And I know you and your bro had a part in it as well. When you sit back and you watch it and the ups and downs of that place and all your mom did to represent comedy in that scene, what was it like when you saw the finished product?
It's kind of hard for me, you know, because my mom and dad have died. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, so it's like a triple, it's not like I'm happy-go-lucky Pauly watching this and, oh, this is so fun, you know, it's like, it's heavy, you know, it's my mom. I mean, everyone else looks at her as this lady that, you know, she started comedy and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I look at her as my mom, you know, just like you have a mom. So it's hard, you know.
And, you know, like, when you're sitting up there in your mom's office and like, I think Mike Binder said, you know, I don't even think I've ever been up here. When you're sitting there in your mom's office looking around at everything, I mean, you can't help but be nostalgic for all that, right?
As far as what do you mean?
You know, just you see, you know, you just think about the times when your mom was running that place and, you know, making or breaking careers, really, with some of the decisions she made.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, I'm happy that her office is still exactly the way it is. You know, my brothers have left it that way, and I guess we've left it that way for that reason, because, you know, even though physically she's not there, she's her spirit is there. So you almost like you get rid of that office and then you're getting rid of her almost, which, I don't know, it sounds a little corny, but, you know, that's her place. You know, she's the one that built it, no one else. And And I think that's, you know, why people really respect the club is 'cause of her and what she did. So it's, you know, it's you know, she gave the stage, she gave stages to these comedians to develop their craft and take chances. And, you know, you want to kind of like keep that there, you know?
Yeah. And plus the people who got known as store guys, you know, like I was lucky enough to see Kinison and of course Letterman back in the day, but it's almost like a family. Like I think a couple of years ago I was down in the main room and they had a best of, and it was Argus and it was Yakov and it was Marin. It's almost like these guys are your family members, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a family of brothers. I'm in Vegas right now, and out here there's a lot of comics from the store. You know, I was with Alan Stevens last week. He's here. Carl LeBeau is here. He's actually dying of cancer right now, which is pretty heavy. And you got guys like Steve Pearl and Steve Kravitz. All these different guys are living out here. And yeah, Jimmy Walker I talked to. Louis Anderson's out here. Harry Basil's out here. So, yeah, they all kind of babysat me, all took care of me, and they're all, you know, my family. Yep.
A couple more questions for Pauly Shore, and we'll get to Guest House here in just a second. But you know, over the years, whoever comes to the Punchline or Cobbs, they lucky enough for me to get the headliners on my show in person. So I've got to know Bobby Lee, and he told me road stories. And Ari is another one of my favorites. Ari Shaffir. Steve O's been in as well. I know that he's in the movie. And I just think about those road stories. I remember watching that documentary with you, and you know, you'd be in the middle of nowhere, and someone's like, "Hey, aren't you Pauly Shore?" I mean, you can't help but get recognized everywhere you go. Still to this day, you have a very unique look, right?
Yeah, I'm so handsome. You know, people are like, "Aren't you that guy?" No. I. You know what? It's weird. Is I still to this day am in shock. Everywhere I go, people know me, and it's very weird because I'm like, well, maybe I did something that people enjoyed, and you know, I'm so hard on myself, you know, I'm so like, even when relationships with women, it's so hard for me to like really trust and let go of control and let someone in, you know. I just started the process with adopting a puppy, so I have a puppy now. So it feels really nice to come home and have someone here in just unconditional love. And so I don't know, when people come up to me and they say things to me, I saw this or that, it's pretty remarkable, you know, and I try to let it in as opposed to being kind of surfacey and being like, oh, okay, great. You know, like I really try to listen to what they're saying, because the stuff that they're saying is pretty special, and it means a lot, and it makes me feel, and it's part of the reason that I keep going, you know, because, you know, I've connected with some way, you know, with people, and it's pretty nice, you know, and we're talking all races and all ages. It's not just, you know, one demographic. So I'm very honored and very, you know, happy and fortunate, you know, that whatever I did, it stuck, you know.
There's no doubt, and we're about the same age, so I saw your career when you were white hot, about as hot as you can get, and then, of course, a lot of times show business will chew you up and spit you out, and you didn't go away. You stuck through it, and you're still going. What was that like when, you know, you're at the top, and then everyone's like, ah, he's old news, and then you come back again?
Well, I think it's similar to what everyone got thrown with this pandemic. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one ever expected this would happen. I mean, there's probably so many horror stories out there of what this has done to people's lives that haven't even scratched the surface yet. So I think life is about shifting, you know, and that's what I did, you know, when things were hot, and I almost purposely sabotaged myself and my career, or not myself, but my career, so I could connect with people. Because if you really think about my life growing up in Beverly Hills and at the Comedy Store and MTV and the movies, I mean, I had, I want to say a silver spoon, but it was, you know, it was, I mean, I had, I worked for it. I did, you know, put in my time and all that stuff, but I was, you know, around, you know, it's cradled by the comics in the store and MTV and movies. And when I turned 30, 35, whatever it was, I'm like, you know what, screw this. Like, I want to be alone. I want to be alone. I don't want to be with, you know, my big agents. I don't want to be with my managers. I don't want to be starring in films. I don't want to be, I just want to connect. And that's, to me, when I really became a I don't want to say a great comic, but that's, to me, when I became more relatable. And that's, to me, you know, was when my career really took off, which was when I did Pauly Shore's Dead. And you know, that was 20 years ago. And if you look back on the stuff I've done tons of stuff from then till now. But I've done it by myself, kind of under the radar. And I got really good at directing and producing and writing and acting and graphics and music and mixing and online stuff. I learned how to make stuff. I can make anything with any budget someone gives me because I put myself in a situation where I spit myself out on the street. You know what I mean? Because I never had that. And, you know, looking back on it now, you know, it was something that was inside of me. Like, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling this thing anymore. I gotta go and be alone. And so, you know, I'm able to make stuff because of my career slowing down. You know, I just shifted into what?
No, I'm getting the sign that I got to wrap it up. I know you got another interview. I got about 100 more questions for you, but I want to make sure everybody checks out Guest House. It is an outrageous, raunchy comedy. Pauly Shore plays a guest that will not leave Steve-O, Bobby Lee, Chris Kattan, Eric Griffin, and a lot of others in it. It's available now on DVD from Lionsgate. Pauly, let's catch up again, man. It was great having you.
It's on Netflix. It just came on Netflix today.
Oh, awesome. It's on Netflix as well. Let's catch up again, man.
All right, my man. Stay up. And I love House of Nanking. That's my favorite spot in San Francisco.
No doubt about it. I know where that is. Pauly Shore, everyone. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports.